Well, as we said, there is so much info at the moment when it comes to coronavirus. But one of the most important things you need to know is what to do if you start showing symptoms or you've been around someone who has. So we thought we'd make all that critical information crystal clear for you this morning with the help of Dr. Tom Wingfield. He's a senior clinical lecturer and an honorary consultant physician at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Liz. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you very much. So I guess the best place for us to start with this is the symptoms. What should we look out for and what is it safe for us to ignore?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think the first thing that people really need to look out for is if they feel that they've got a high temperature, so if they feel feverish, if they've got a new and continuous cough, and that's really that if you're coughing a lot for more than an hour, if you're coughing kind of three times, you've got three lots of fitting cough episodes for 24 hours, or if you've got a loss or change in your sense of smell or taste, those are the kind of symptoms that you should be looking out for.
As soon as you have those, you should be looking at getting yourself tested then.
Yeah. So if you have those, the first thing to do is to stay at home, to isolate yourself. And you can now get tested. So the way to get tested, I appreciate there's a lot of information out there, but the way you can get tested is you can either order a test online, and that's at nhs.uk/coronavirus, or you can actually phone 119, which is how you can organise a test. And the test you should ideally get within the first 5 days of showing symptoms, but really as early as you can get it if you've got symptoms. And the test that will be done is one of these have you got it tests. And I can tell you more about how that would happen if you need.
Tom, just very quickly, I'm guessing the test that's sent to you is the same as would be done if you went to one of these drive-in test centres. Is it ideal that you'd go to the centre and get someone to do it? Because I don't want to use the word invasive, but you've got to make sure you do it right, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. So there's two main ways that you can get it. One is that you can get the test kit sent to your home, and there's really good instructions about how to do that.
Right.
So the second way is drive or walk through. But basically, it's a test where it's a kind of like a cotton bud, which is a swab that you put to the back of your throat and the back of your nose. And I've been doing these for every week as part of the vaccine study that's Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine has been supporting. And it's a little bit uncomfortable, but it shouldn't be painful, and you can get it done reasonably quickly. And actually, the turnaround for the test, so how quickly they get back to you, is very quick. So about 96% of people are getting the next day test results back if they go to one of the walk-through or drive-through testing.
That's so quick. So if you get tested and then the next day you get your results back and it's positive, then what? What does that mean for you, the people in your household, the people that you've been in contact with?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is that once you've been tested, if you're positive, the first thing to say is that don't worry, that the majority of people who have coronavirus, as we know, will have a mild illness and will recover to full health. The second thing is that you should start to isolate from the day that you felt unwell for 7 days, and your household will isolate for 14 days and may also be contacted by the test and trace, the NHS test and trace scheme, to get their testing. Which you can organise as well through that 119 number or the website that I told you about. And I think the things to kind of consider when you're at home and if you do test positive is to try and avoid spread within your household. And those are doing the simple things that we know, so hand washing, covering up your coughs and sneezes and binning your tissues, and keeping social distancing if you can at home. So, for example, avoiding shared spaces or using a separate bathroom where possible, and just cleaning objects and surfaces that you use regularly, like tables or doorknobs or etc. And keeping windows open, simple things like that will reduce the chances of spread within your home. At home, if you feel a bit unwell, most of the time you just need rest, some fluids, maybe some paracetamol. I think if you're someone who needs help with things like shopping or delivery of medicines, those are things that you hopefully will be able to organise, but can be supported through a local authority helpline as well. And if you're feeling worse, you get worse, which is unusual, but if you did feel worse, like you had breathlessness or you couldn't cope with the symptoms, then obviously do seek medical care. You can use NHS online or 111 online or call 111. Or if things were seriously wrong, which is very unusual, then of course you could ring an ambulance if you needed to.
And I guess you've got to wait 24 hours before you get the results. But if you're going to have a test, be it sent to your home or going to a centre to do it, yeah, it's because you feel that there is a likelihood you could be positive. So yeah, should we give the advice then that if you're having the test, you should isolate till you get the results? I'll tell you why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went for a test at a drive-through kind of scenario. It wasn't local, I'll say that much. And there was a supermarket within eyeshot. And she watched people do the test and then toddle over to the supermarket. And I guess that was a fear thing. They were worried they were going to have to isolate. So they quickly thought, well, get supplies now. But of course, if they were symptomatic, then they could be spreading, couldn't they?
Yeah, I think you raise a really good point. I think first of all, things like supermarkets or help that I mentioned earlier, I think it's worthwhile having these plans in place just in case you do get symptoms of who might help you out and who might support you with shopping. But you're absolutely right that as soon as you have symptoms, as soon as you suspect that you could have something like coronavirus and you're awaiting a test, then you need to isolate. You need to stay at home to avoid any spread. So the things that you just described there are things that you want to try and avoid doing, really.
And we know that many people are proving to be asymptomatic, which means they're carrying the disease but have no symptoms. Does this make it impossible for track and trace to work?
So I don't think it makes it impossible, but I think you are right that some of the evidence suggests that maybe about one in six people, so about 15% of people in the studies that have been reviewed, do not have any symptoms but do have coronavirus. And that is a challenge. But I think that we can all do the sensible things to kind of keep ourselves safe. So the things we talked about earlier, for example, now we're wearing masks inside in enclosed spaces. We're still socially distancing where needs be, and we're taking care with our hand washing and catching, killing and binning our coughs and sneezes. So I think these things are key. I do think that it is a slight challenge. But remember that the majority of people will have symptoms. So I think there is still definitely a reason to test. It's important to test. And I don't think it makes it impossible, but it definitely is a challenge to the testing system that people sometimes don't have symptoms.
And there's been quite a lot of criticism of the tracing side recently. What's your thoughts on it?
So I think that this has been a huge undertaking, and I think that the test and trace has expanded. We've got nearly 30,000 contact traces from I think the last count. I think we're still not quite reaching some of our targets. So some of the close contacts, those people you share time with, about 71% have been reached by the current NHS test and trace, which is under the government's own or the Sage's own target of 80%. So I think there's still more to be done, but it does mean that over the course of that test and trace, we've contacted more than 150,000 people who may not have self-isolated if they hadn't been contacted. And I think that it's encouraging that the results are coming back so quickly. But of course, to scale this up and to keep growing the numbers of tests we can do per day will take work and effort. And I think that's ongoing.
Dr. Tom Wingfield, I don't think you could have explained it all any better for us. So thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again soon. You take care of yourself. Have a great day.
Pleasure. Stay safe. Bye.
And as I said, we are continuing this conversation throughout the whole of the day. Lunchtime today on